Good evening, everyone. Your news time now is just before 5 past the 5 o'clock hour. I'm Hannah Blevins, and I'll be bringing you this evening edition of the news. The U.S. Geological Survey reports that two small earthquakes shook two separate areas of the Ozarks today. KY3 in Springfield reports the first earthquake happened at 1:09 a.m. near the Thayer area. It registered as a 2.3 magnitude earthquake. The second earthquake happened at 5:54 a.m. just east of Diamond City. This earthquake registered at a magnitude of 1.9. Earthquakes in the Ozarks are somewhat rare. However, earthquakes are more common along the New Madrid Fault in southeast Missouri and northeast Arkansas. The remnants of Tropical Storm Gordon have arrived in the Ozarks, bringing forecasts of rain over the next 3 days and forcing the cancellation of a number of outdoor events scheduled for this weekend. The list of cancellations includes the Mountain Home Kiwanis and Mountain Home Parks and Recreation-sponsored Kids Safety Fair at Cooper Park set for tomorrow, the Norfolk Hatchery Outdoor Adventure scheduled for tomorrow, and due to scheduling conflicts with the vendors, this event cannot be rescheduled. The 8th Annual Flippin' Car Craze scheduled for this weekend has been postponed. The car show and derby races set for tomorrow at Hickey Park are rescheduled for September 29th, beginning at 10 o'clock. The Calico Rock Museum and Visitor Center-sponsored Early Arkansas Reenactors Association has canceled the Mountain Man Rendezvous scheduled for today in Rand City Park. No makeup date has been announced. Festivities at the Boone County Regional Airport scheduled for this weekend, including the 23rd Annual Arkansas State Hot Air Balloon Championship and Aviation Days, have been canceled. However, today's concert will still happen. The concert with Jason Pritchard and the Steel Horses will proceed in the hangar at the airport at 8 o'clock this evening. No official word yet on this week's Friday night block party in Mountain Home. A Mountain Home woman who has told investigators she attempted to kill herself by burning down the house in which she lived was in Baxter County Circuit Court yesterday to make her first appearance on charges filed against her stemming from the arson. 26-year-old Samantha Carter was ordered to reappear in court on September 20th. According to the probable cause affidavit, Carter first told investigators she had set the house on fire trying to fill a lighter with fluid and set the bed on fire in the process. When investigators determined the fire at the house along Morris Street was not accidental, Carter was questioned and admitted she deliberately started the fire in an attempt to kill herself. She said she was suffering from depression and the latest was not the first time she had tried to take her own life. Carter is currently in the Baxter County Jail with a bond set at $5,000, and she has indicated she will apply for the services of the Public Defender's Office. Four women were injured after a tram they were riding in crashed into a tree at a Branson outdoor venue. According to the Missouri State Highway Patrol, three Oklahoma women and a Kansas woman were transported yesterday evening to Cox Medical Center in Branson from the accident scene at Shepherd of the Hills with minor to moderate injuries. A Jeep driven by 35-year-old Brian Thomas of Reed Spring was pulling a 24-passenger tram and traveling eastbound on a downhill private path when its brakes locked. The vehicle skidded, ran off the roadway, and struck a wooden fence as well as a tree. The vehicle had moderate damage in the 9:42 p.m. accident. Two men, Jason Tomes and Derek Garrels, wasted little time in being arrested on new charges and making return appearances to Baxter County Circuit Court. The 29-year-old Tomes was set to go on trial this month on a charge of being in possession of a stolen vehicle, but before he could even make it into the courtroom, he was arrested on new drug-related charges on Tuesday. The charges included possession of drugs and drug paraphernalia. Garrels of Flippin pled guilty and was sentenced to 3 years probation after he pled guilty to the original charges against him during a court session on the first of this month. The 26-year-old Garrels was stopped by Cotter police officers in late April after the officers had been informed Garrels, a passenger in the vehicle, had an outstanding arrest warrant. In Garrels' most recent arrest just a few days ago, a Mountain Home police officer stopped a vehicle driving left of center several times on Cardinal Street. Tomes was listed as the driver during that incident and Garrels as a passenger. A search of the vehicle turned up a white crystal substance which field tested positive for methamphetamine as well as a digital scale. In circuit court yesterday, Tomes was ordered to reappear on September 13th and Garrels on September 20th. Business licenses for a mental health counselor, barbershop, and a weight loss clinic were among the 10 issued by the City of Mountain Home in August, according to Roberta Pack from the City of Mountain Home. Records indicate new licenses were issued to Inspirational Insight Counseling, a mental health counseling business, Good Look Barbershop, and Ideal Weight Loss LLC, a weight loss clinic. Licenses were also issued to Family Billiards, a family recreation business, Southern Home Healthcare Incorporated, a home medical equipment business, Willis & Son Roofing Company, and Mitchell's Variety, a retail customer returns business. Records also indicate 3 of the 10 licenses were for home-based businesses. Those licenses were issued to Cynthia Arnold for Butterfly Bows, a hair bows business, Ashley Olivio and Cody Garlow for Garlow Cleaning Services, a cleaning and window washing service, and Virgil Lawrence for Lawrence Auction. Total licensing venue for July was $8,947, including alcohol tax and licenses, occupational licenses, pet licenses, and garage sales. Century 21 LEMAC Realty News Time is now 11 past the 5 o'clock hour. We'll have more in your news, so stay with us. It's time for your Bomber Report. We'll see what's happening with Mountain Home Schools right after this.
Save some scratch on flea and tick control. Powell Feed and Milling carries ZoGuard Plus for dogs that has the same ingredients and coverage as Frontline Plus at a fraction of the cost. Pest-proof your pet with the latest flea and tick control solutions at your local Powell Feed store. Stop by your local Powell Feed store at Mountain Home, Flippin, Yellville, or find a Powell location near you at PowellFeedStores.com. Follow their Facebook page for new product information, coupons, giveaways, and more. Powell Feed Store.
On Tuesday, there's an away volleyball game for 9th Junior Varsity and Varsity versus Greene County Tech at 4:30. On Wednesday, the 5A Girl State Golf Tournament begins at 10:30 in the morning in Hot Springs. And on Thursday, the Fall Book Fair begins at the kindergarten. There's a home tennis match versus Jonesboro at 4 p.m. It's also senior night. And there will be an evening high school band rehearsal from 7 until 8:30. That has been your Bomber Report. Your news time now is 12 past the 5 o'clock hour. Fulton County authorities have arrested a man after he entered a home in Salem when a woman cleaning the residence went to move her car. According to the probable cause affidavit filed yesterday, 24-year-old Rusty John Webker Jr., whose address was not provided, is charged with a felony count of residential burglary following the incident. The victim reported when she pulled her vehicle from next door into the driveway of the house where she was working, she saw Webker enter the residence, where he then locked the front door. When the woman told Webker she was calling the police, he allegedly fled out of the back door and into the woods. The woman said she had left her wallet in the house, and when she checked it, $140 was missing. She said she confronted Webker, although the affidavit does not provide details when this action occurred. She said at that time, he returned her money. The homeowner told law enforcement he had banned Webker from his business in Salem. Several hours later, the officer received a call from the owner of the business advising Webker was in the restaurant. As the officer was en route, he received a second call advising Webker was pulling out of the parking lot, and the caller provided a description of his vehicle. The officer initiated a traffic stop on Old Sturkey Road. A check with the National Crime Information Center database revealed Webker has a suspended driver's license, as well as numerous warrants for his arrest from several agencies in Northwest Arkansas. In addition to the felony count, Webker faces misdemeanor counts of theft of property, criminal trespassing, and driving on a suspended driver's license. His bond was set at $20,000. 8 family members who survived a duck boat sinking near Branson have filed a federal lawsuit against the owner and operators of the tourist attraction. The lawsuit was filed yesterday in Kansas City, Missouri, on behalf of a mother and daughter from Mexico, another daughter from Texas, and their families. The lawsuit claims Ripley Entertainment and 5 other businesses disregarded weather warnings the day the boat sank and ignored long-standing warnings about flaws in the boat designs. A Marion County woman, 37-year-old Michelle Dillard of Summit, is facing a felony charge of theft of public benefits for allegedly receiving Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, benefits to which she was not entitled. According to the probable cause affidavit filed yesterday, Dillard's application for benefits, signed and dated in May of 2016, reports her household being comprised of herself and 2 children. Later that year, Dillard reported just herself and 1 child in the household. It is alleged Dillard did not reside in the home for more than 10 months in 2016, but instead lived with a couple in Yellville during this time. As a result, she obtained almost $900 in excess SNAP benefits to which she was not entitled. Dillard was booked into the Marion County Detention Center on Wednesday afternoon and released later the same day after posting a $1,000 bond. She is set to appear in Marion County Circuit Court later this month. The Calico Rock Museum and Visitor Center will host the annual Native American Heritage Weekend on Saturday. All of the activities are free, and the event will commemorate the 180th anniversary of the Trail of Tears with solemn ceremonies and events to honor the legacy of those who suffered on the trail. Due to the forecast for Tropical Storm Gordon, to protect the integrity of the Native American artifacts and art, and for the comfort of all guests, all events for the Native American Heritage Commemoration have been moved indoors to the Calico Rock Heritage Center and the Tomlinson Art and Science Center. There will be 7 Native American nations represented at the various events on Saturday. The Oklahoma Fancy Dancers will perform Native American dances at 11 o'clock and 1:30 in the Tomlinson Arts Center. Other activities on Saturday include Quapaw pottery, storytelling, chuck wagon cooking, working with stones, basket weaving, teepee and Native American dwelling demonstrations, Native American Ark by Mike Diaz, textile demonstrations, and an arrowhead and points exhibit. The activities will be open to explore at guests' leisure from 10 until 4. For more information, contact the museum at 870-297-6100, or you can visit the museum's website at www.calicorockmuseum.com. Funeral arrangements for 94-year-old Wanda Lou Lewis of Bull Shoals are pending at Kirby & Family Funeral and Cremation Services in Bull Shoals. Wanda Lou Lewis died yesterday at Flippo's Carefree Living. And funeral arrangements for 73-year-old Robert John Kennedy of Flippin are pending at Kirby & Family Funeral and Cremation Services. Robert John Kennedy died yesterday at his residence. Century 21 LEMAC Realty News Time is now 17 past the 5 o'clock hour. We'll bring you the latest in your weather and your sports, so stay with us.